Some of our leaders have been called by Srila Harikesh Maharaj to Goloka Dham for a meeting where new guidelines and new perspectives of, spreading Krishna consciousness and of organizing the spread of Krishna consciousness are discussed. So that's why I think it's a time of change, a time where we should become responsible, because more responsibilities and more possibilities will be given over to the devotees to spread this mission. So let us hear. I hear that Hari Namananda Prabhu is in contact with Naveena to hear if there are any relevant things which come out in this meeting, which are important for all of us here during the festival. And if there are things, he will certainly discuss them with us. All right. Devotional service. Krishna. Unto Krishna. Daya. Mercy. Jiveshu. Unto other living entities. Akunta Jnanam. Perfect knowledge. Atmani. Of the self. Yadi. If. Syat, it becomes Atmanaha, of one's self. Buya, there must be Abhavargaha, liberation. To then Sansritehe, from the bondage of material life. Bevor wir den Start, one moment. Spricht irgendjemand von euch nur Deutsch? If a living entity is developed in Krishna consciousness and is merciful to others, and if his spiritual knowledge of self-realization is perfect, he will immediately attain liberation from the bondage of material existence. Purport. In this verse, the words Daya Jiveshu, meaning mercy to other living entities, indicate that a living entity must be merciful to other living entities if he wishes to make progress in self-realization. This means he must preach this knowledge after perfecting himself and understanding his own position as an eternal servant of Krishna. Preaching this is showing real mercy to living entities. Other types of humanitarian work may be temporarily beneficial for the body, but because a living entity is spirit soul, ultimately one can show him real mercy only by revealing knowledge of his spiritual existence. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Svarupaya Krishnera Nityadas, every living entity is constitutionally a servant of Krishna. One should know this fact perfectly and should preach it to the mass of people. If one realizes that he is an eternal servant of Krishna but does not preach it, his realization is imperfect. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore sings, Dushtamana tumi kishera vaishna pratishtara tare nirjanera gare tavahari nama kevala kaita. A little better. My dear mind, what kind of Vaishnav are you? Simply for false prestige and a material reputation, you are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra in a solitary place. In this way, people who do not preach are criticized. There are many Vaishnavas in Vrindavan who do not like preaching. They chiefly try to imitate Haridas Thakur. The actual result of their so-called chanting in a secluded place, however, is that they sleep and think of women and money. Similarly, one who simply engages in temple worship but does not see to the interests of the mass of people or cannot recognize devotees is called a Kanishta Adhikari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamne. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Devana Rao Nityananda Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Picking this verse because it explains a very important quality for a devotee who hopes to satisfy the Lord by spreading his mission. It stresses daya jiveshu, meaning mercy to other living entities. Let us hear again the verse and then go about some topics which are related to this. If a living entity is developed in Krishna consciousness and is merciful to others, and if his spiritual knowledge of self-realization is perfect, he will immediately attain liberation from the bondage of material existence. So here, in this verse, three qualifications for a devotee are explained. First is, he has to be developed in Krishna consciousness and be merciful to others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole teaching can be comprised in three points. Think very sharply that I can remember them. Yes. Namaruchi Vaishnav Seva Jivadaya. You want to understand Lord Chaitanya's teaching. These three points are the headings in which you can put all the other points. These are the categories which are very important for us as devotees to develop. Nama Ruchi, we must chant the holy name free from offenses so that we chant it with deep taste, Ruchi. Vaishnav Seva, we must serve the Vaishnavas. And finally, Jiva Daya. We must show mercy and deep concern for the fallen souls. These three comprise the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, mercy to other living entities is especially, important. It is very important also in the Vedic civilization. People, for instance, in the Vedas, will never walk above ants. They will try to not step on ants. And farmers, when they have crops, that is something in the field, they will make sure that some of it is used to feed other living entities. This knowledge to take care of others is very deeply ingrained in the Vedic civilization and even contemporary Indian civilization has some understanding of it. One week ago, I was staying in London in the house of a devotee of Indian origins. And in the morning, so in the evening, I had noticed that before the window, he had put a bread on his, it was before the window. And I was thinking, what is this board for? It's summer, there are no flowers on it. It means it can't be for flowers. What is it meant for? In the morning I found out. I was sitting chanting my Japamala, then all of a sudden I saw many birds coming to this board. The devotee, he's working with the Mayapur Development Trust, had put some pieces of bread or grains on the board so that the birds could come and eat. I was asking him, you're doing this every day? Yes, he said. My father has taught me. I can never, ever forget his teachings. He has explained to me that a human being who does not take care of other living entities is useless. Therefore, every morning I feed the birds. I am a rich man in comparison to the birds. I have some excess bread. I can take care of them. Srila Prabhupada was also a very, a very moving example for taking care of other living entities. One day, it was in the evening, at midnight, at 12 o'clock, he rang his servant. Ring, 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 ring. The servant was, of course, sleeping, and he thought, well, this is an emergency situation. Prabhupada calls me at 12 o'clock in the night. What is happening? He was prepared for the worst. He thought maybe some criminal people were entering the temple, and Prabhupada had seen it, and he was really worried, and he ran to Srila Prabhupada's quarter. And then he saw Srila Prabhupada on his table. There was a drop of water, don't know how it had come on the table, and in the drop of water was an insect. And Srila Prabhupada said, "See, he is suffering. Please save him." And here was Srila Prabhupada engaged in writing the books for the next 10,000 years of mankind, but he saw that insect. I think he had saved it, he had delivered it from yes, and he taught his servant, please take this and how do you say, and save the poor creature. At another time, Srila Prabhupada rang, also, ring. It was also in the night. And he called all his leading GBCs and sannyasis into his room. And then with great concern, he explained to them, we cannot actually sleep. People are suffering so much in this modern age of Kali. We must take care of them. We must preach the mission of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada defines mercy. He says, preaching that everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna, that is real mercy to the living entities. Now, if you want to become a good Sangatan devotee, means someone who is taking, who is in this mission, you need to eventually come to this position where you also feel merciful towards the living entities. This Sangatan mission, or mission of spreading books to the and Krishna consciousness to the fallen conditioned soul, can only be executed if you have an understanding about this point, being merciful to the living entities. Sometimes we see, I thought this was very good when we were dancing this morning in the kirtan, one of the children was in danger that we stepped over it, and one devotee immediately thought, no, this is not good, we can't, you know, this baby, this child will cry if we dance on top of his head. This is not showing mercy to the living entities. You have to, see, you can't be a Sangatan devotee for a long time in your life if you are rude, if you are insensitive to the suffering of others. Our acharyas teach us that showing that they show mercy all the time. Srila Prabhupada even once, I understood, came with his devotees and they brought bread and they fed the ducks in the Central Park. To go for life on Sangatan, you need to actually understand that this is a mission for helping others. It is not a mission to get first prizes. It is not a mission to get recognition for yourself. The true preacher must be eventually imbibed in showing mercy to others. And as I want to show, this is not easy. This is a very anspruchsvolle Stufe, a very, demanding, thank you, demanding stage. It is not what we can immediately have, but it's good to have the goal and to know how to get to this goal. This is very, very, very important. So let us discuss a little bit. To become mercifully inclined towards other living entities really means to understand that they are suffering without Krishna consciousness. Further, if you want to become merciful towards other living entities, you cannot be unconcerned with this. You might think, they are suffering, this is not very good. See, one quality of the conditioned soul, at least I have this quality very strongly, is when I see others suffer, I become very happy. good. Finally, they get what they deserve. This is the usual response of a conditioned soul. Ich habe meine Schafe im Trocknen. Sorry, I'm getting into the preaching mood. That means I talk in German. I have my things set up. I have nothing to worry. I have a good arrangement. Oh, this tendency to enjoy the suffering of others, I saw the high point of it when I was in TV in Macedonia. I remember we were invited to present the philosophy of the Nityananda Grupa, that's our band, and we were given a good time in TV. So when we were sitting there on the, you know, on the sofa with the interviewer, we could see, we were getting ready, and they put all the, what is it, dust, what is it, the powder, no, makeup for men, not necessary, but powder, because if you sweat in the TV, you look like a pig. They you know, it comes out, so that you get always powder. When you ever happen to be in TV, you know, for us it is not so nice to sit there and some Mataji goes la 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 la, makes us puts powder on us. It's embarrassing, but please do it, because you look very, when you sweat, and you will sweat due to the hot sun, you will really look very, very bad. Everyone thinks you are from a sect when they see you. So you should even ask, put me some powder, you know, just give it to me, I know how to do. So, alright, so we were sitting there getting all ready and getting a little nervous because the whole country would see us. And then I looked what was on TV before we came. And it was what they call Real TV, Real TV. It was live broadcasting of what happened in Sarajevo. And I saw a lady crossing the zebra strips. Then they showed, they didn't show it, but the next thing was how they're called snipers, Heckenschützen. You know, shot this lady, and she was really going like, ah! And you saw how she was actually shot on the street, and the cameras came real close and showed how the blood was coming out, and how her mouth was going like, ah! And calling things, and then dying. And they showed in deep and other details, and I was just thinking, what is going on? The people like to see such things, because then they can think, oh, good that I'm sitting here safely in my room before the real TV. And they have a strange sense of excitement to see the miseries of others. And, you know, then the camera was coming on me, and I was supposed to smile and say, welcome to the beautiful world of Nityananda Grupa. And I said, welcome to the ugly world of modern times. How can you enjoy this? How can you show this? What has happened with our moral? What has happened with our sensitive feelings that we sit before the TV and enjoy how others are killed? This is terrible. And, you know, the people in the studio were thinking, oh, should we, you know, shut him out? Boom, you know, make the... or what? But somehow they didn't shut me out. I don't know why, Krishna's mercy. But I was really disgusted with what was going on, and I thought it is good for the few sensible people who are still out there to show them this, and to show them this is not how we can run a civilization, to watch a war as an entertainment. Not possible. Dobro. So let us come back to our point. Showing mercy to other living entities is extremely important for your spiritual life. Krishna. If we don't learn to show mercy to other living entities, we will eventually become dry in our spiritual life. In Israel, there are two big lakes. One is a lake where wonderful fruit trees are around, and the other lake is the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is so dead that there is no organism inside. The Dead Sea is only good for sick people who would lie in it, and then it does something to the skin and to the metabolism, the Kreislauf, the circulation and so on. But otherwise it is a dead thing. Do you know what is the difference between this very beautiful lake where there are wonderful fruit trees, figs and oranges, and the Dead Sea, where everything is dying immediately? I can tell you, because I have prepared for this lecture. The remarkable difference is this. Let me say, in both of these lakes, a river is flowing. But one of the lakes keeps the river, and that is the Dead Sea. It doesn't flow through it. It does not. It comes in one side and it is kept there. It is held in there. And the other, and therefore there is no flowing water, and there is salt comes, and it is a Dead Sea. The other, the Sea of Galilee, it's called. One side of the sea, water is flowing in, and the other side, it is going out. If you want to become a living spiritualist, someone in whose heart deep spiritual sentiments are there, someone whose heart can feel for others, someone whose heart is full of is soft and is attracting the mercy of the Lord, you must learn to become a giver. Don't be like the Dead Sea, who is only a taker, takes only the water, and then everything dries up and so on. Become a giver. Become someone who takes care of others. Become a missionary man or a missionary woman who spreads Krishna consciousness to others. Now, to spread Krishna consciousness or to become a giver, we'll make one last point, is not always easy. Especially it is not easy when the people to whom you are giving Krishna consciousness are so impossible, like modern people are. Isn't it? When you go on the street, you have your books, and then you say, "Bitte schön, das geht noch mit dazu. Please take this." And the people say, "Schleich dich. You know, go away before something happens." And if you do this one after the other, it is tapasya. Bhaktilavya, do you agree? It can be quite strong. I have seen Sankirtan devotees, strong men and strong women, coming back to their cars with tears in their eyes. Or tears in the heart. I think we all know. Huh? This is very very, very austere to go out on Sankirtan. However, when you are ready to perform this austerity for Krishna, to perform the austerity of being merciful, you will certainly please the Lord. Here it says, Divyam sahasraptam amogadasham jnana lidatma vijito vyatendriya atapyata smakila lokatapanam tapastapiyam tapatam samahita. Lord Brahma underwent penances for 1,000 years by the calculation of the demigods. He heard this transcendental vibration from the sky and he accepted it as divine. Thus he controlled, now this is important now, please listen, thus he controlled his mind and senses, and the penances he executed were a great lesson for the living entities. Thus he is known as the greatest of ascetics. It's a lesson for us. Brahma performed austerities. And then, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being thus very much satisfied with the penance of Lord Brahma, was pleased to manifest his personal abode Vaikuntha, the supreme planet above all others. This transcendental abode of the Lord is adored by all self-realized persons, free from all kinds of miseries and fear of illusory existence. Kalunashana. This is now important. If you have not listened to the other points, please listen to this point. This is very good for Sankirtan. The Lord became so pleased by the penance of Lord Brahma that he revealed his personal abode to Lord Brahma. Hare Krishna. If a devotee is committed to do austerities for the Lord by being merciful to other living entities, the Lord will show him all and everything he needs to know for his or her spiritual life. Let us not run away from the street when people are nasty. It just means they are suffering very, very much. And therefore they are full of anger and full of hatred and full of like this. People will become more and more like this. Let us, see it as children. Sometimes when the children goes like, it means they are suffering very much. If the mother then comes and goes, this will not be very enlightened of the mother. In the same way, when people are nasty, you can know they are suffering very much. Let us then continue to be more miserable. More merciful. Not more. We might become more miserable, but we should still do the penance of going to them. Lord Chaitanya's movement, you will be very interested to hear, is based on the three principles which I have explained, Vaishnava Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva, Jiva Daya, and it is also based on another principle. That principle is called austerity. A preacher in the movement of Lord Chaitanya, who is not, who is not able to do this austerity in preaching, will have difficulties in Krishna consciousness. I have seen by the statistics, we lose many devotees But we always keep devotees who have been engaged in the Sankirtan mission and who have learned this particular principle to take on the austerity of being merciful to the fallen souls. There is no better way. This is explained in the Dhruva Kanda, where Dhruva's life is explained. There is no better way to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead than by taking the austerity of preaching Krishna consciousness to them. It's not easy, but we have to learn it. I want to finish my class and then open up for questions by Krishna, by bringing to your attention a wonderful story which the devotees requested me to tell at Vasudev Datta's place. Vasudev Datta is the devotee who showed mercy to the living entities in a degree which at least I cannot imagine at this stage. He said, "My dear Lord, please free all the living entities in the universe. And if you think they are too fallen, then give their sinful reactions on my head." All living entities. But this is hellish. Those great souls who take on the service of preaching in Krishna consciousness and who take disciples sometimes are seen to be very miserable. This has been seen in our tradition. It's an ancient thing that Vaishnava acharyas very often are sickly. This known in tradition. They have this and the reason often is that they have to take on the sinful reactions of their disciples who somehow, you know, do things which are not proper, nishidacha, which are not defined by the Vedic scriptures. Now imagine Vasudev Datta. Now these Vaishnava acharyas, you must agree, are very, very merciful to help us fallen souls by dealing with what actually we would have to deal, but which is too strong so that we would, you know, it would be an obstacle in our spiritual life. Very merciful, our spiritual masters, we must say. Now, Vasudev Datta said, "Give me the karmic reactions of all living entities in the universe." You can't imagine what this means. This means terrible pain. So at his place, Vasudev Datta's place, you can go and fall in the dust and then pray to him and pray to Lord Chaitanya. Here, Lord Chaitanya, he is your most merciful, he is a very merciful living entity. Please let me go in the school of Jiva Daya, of showing mercy to the living entities. Because in this way, one pleases the Lord so much. I don't think we should pray for the karmic reactions of all living entities. We would loop the next second if this would happen to us. But not that. But we can pray that let me learn to do this penance, to go to the fallen souls and give them Srila Prabhupada's books. Now, this is a story which I wanted. There was once a devotee of the Lord who went into the Himalayan mountains to execute penance and austerities and meditate about the holy name. He was going in the cave of Badri, where the sacred place of Badrikashram. Now, after 6 years, he thought, "Nothing is happening. I'm not making advancement. This process of chanting the names doesn't work. I will go back to my village and become an ordinary person. I will take on a woman and I will marry and I will have many children and a lot of sense enjoyment." He wanted to give up Krishna consciousness. He was not like that great soul who serves the mission in brahmachari life and then changes into the grihastha ashram and there continues to live a Krishna conscious life and preach in some way. No, he was wanting to bloop, as we say. So on his way down from the mountains, he came and he saw a man who had a thing of rope, how do you call it? A rope, yes, of silk, and he was going at an iron rod and he was sawing the iron rod like this. The monk said, "What are you doing there?" "Well, I'm trying to saw through this iron rod." "This takes a long, long time," said the monk. "If you'd use silk..." "Yeah, that's all of what I have," said the man. I'm a little patient, you know, we have to be patient." And he just continued like this. Our monk said, "Well, he's very patient. I should also be a little bit more patient." And he went back to his cave and continued to chant, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna." After 6 more years, he still discovered he had anarthas in his heart. Do you know anarthas? Yes. So he thought, "This process doesn't work. I might as well leave it and become an ordinary person." So he went down from the mountains. There he saw a little mouse, which was before a mice hole. Now before the mouse hole was a stone, and he was the mouse, you know, it had fallen maybe from a mountain and it blocked the entrance. The mouse was going with his teeth, gnawing at it in order to reduce it so that it would become dust and the mouse could go in the mouse hole again. So the monk said, "This mouse has so much patience. This takes a million years." And he went back to the Himalayas. "I should also have some patience." So, but then after, 18 years, he thought, "This process doesn't work. Now I will go back and no one will be able to stop me." Then he went back to the village. When he came to his village, it was just becoming dark. No one was on the street. They were all in their houses preparing to take rest. He walked over the street. Then he saw a dog who had been run over by a cart. His eyes had a ring of pus. Ein Kreis aus Eiter. There were flies in his open wound, and he was suffering so much. So the man thought, "He's suffering. I should..." For the first time in his life, he began to think of others. So he went to the next river. He took his begging bowl, put it in the river, and then put it before the dog. The dog went like, and looked very gratefully. Gratefully, thank you. It was just, the dog was one simple thank you. So he felt encouraged. He went for the next time to the river. He brought again his bowl full of water. The dog again went like, immediately it was out. The dog was so thirsty so that the man went a third time. And when he came a third time, he saw a great sadhu at the same place where the dog was. The dog was no longer present. The sadhu must have been one of these mystics from the Himalaya who can take on different forms. We saw them, and if you if you read the new book, The Way of the... Sorry, I should have... Anyways, these sadhus can take on forms which they want. And this sadhu had observed this man chanting Hare Krishna. So the sadhu said, "Wonderful! For the first time in your life, you have actually understood a principle in spiritual life to show mercy to the other." Because you're tired after the marathon, listen to this, what comes now. We will go through difficult times. Kali Yuga will become more Kali Yuga. Our movement in the last years has seen that there are many rooms of improvement still in our movement, where we can work. This movement will go through interesting changes. Splinter groups will happen, they have happened already. We will be criticized and honored, whatever. We will go through very interesting phases in the future. The world will change in many ways. It will be, if you learn just one thing, one simple thing, you will be very, very successful in going through these phases without becoming influenced. Of course, you need to do your sadhana and everything else. But there's one quality which you, if you can develop that, to show mercy to the living entities. You should practice with simple tasks. The first practice is be kind to each other. Give up the mentality to just look for faults in others. Try to find the good things in others. This is a very spiritual vision. If you can learn this, don't be like a fly. Be like someone who wants to help and who wants to encourage others. This is very good. Then, when you have learned to become a little bit more tolerant with devotees around you and become well-wishing towards them, a servant who practices Vaishnav Seva, then you can go into the austerity to do Jiva Daya. Jiva Daya means to show mercy for the living entities. If you can base your Sankirtan on this principle, you will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you will be able to do the necessary austerity which is there if you want to do Sankirtan. Do not forget, this mission is a wonderful mission. It's the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the mission of the Sampradaya. And if we can somehow remain connected with this mission, if we can be out there giving the mercy out to others, we will be instruments in the hands of the Lord. That is glorious. But it needs these few steps to learn to show mercy to others. And it starts really with showing, showing friendliness to the devotees of Lord Krishna. This was all what I wanted to discuss. Actually, I had a whole list of other points, but I just got in these points. I want to end here my presentation. We have a little time, maybe 5 minutes for questions, and then we want to prepare, take prasadam, and then, yes, at 11 o'clock, we will again come all together for reading the Sankirtan. So while the devotees prepare everything for taking prasadam, service, Vaishnav Sevas, you please ask if there is any question. I'm sorry that I sit like this, but you have to show mercy to me. My back is not yet, but it's coming. Yes, anyone who has a question. Yes, please. But I'm sorry, I did not call you. Rameshwara Prabhu, please ask your question.
Yeah, you spoke before about taking responsibility. And many devotees are reluctant to take up responsibility because although one may get a pat on the back, it is a big burden. And one may become weighed down by these different responsibilities one takes with many problems on the mind, and therefore one can't chant one's grounds very well, one may not have much time to read, and the whole situation becomes less blissful. Whereas if one stays on Sankirtan, for example, then one is relatively carefree, and one gets a lot of mercy by engaging directly in the preaching mission, and it's much more ecstatic, actually. So before there's this reluctance to take up responsibility, so yet the spiritual master wants the disciple to take up more responsibility, so it seems a little
interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I change your question a little bit? Because your question is wonderful. It is glorious, actually. It is on taking responsibility. Sometimes we are a little reluctant to take on, also widerwillig, to take on responsibility because it means headache. But if we take on responsibility, and if we lose our peace of mind, therefore sometimes devotees don't want to take responsibility. I want to say that the difference between a shadow devotee and a real devotee is that he takes on responsibility, and I want to reason this. We have in Vaishnavism two definitions. One is called, now I will need the help of Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, Anusharan and Anukaran. You're familiar with these? What of those is imitating? Is it Anusharan or Anukaran? Yes. Anukaran means imitating, and Anusharan, am I correct? Means following. A devotee who is just imitating to be a devotee, you will never take on responsibility. He will just hang in there and be there, eat as much and get away with the least headache and so on. He is something like we can call it a good word, a benefiter. He just wants to benefit. But the devotee who follows the example of the Vaishnav Acharyas, he is what we call Anusharan. Anusharan means he does what they do, that is to take on responsibility. There is no faster way to advance in Krishna consciousness than to take on responsibility. We should not always think, the guru will do for me, the Sankirtan leader will do for me, The manager will do everything for me. The GBC will do everything for me. We should think, I will contribute as much as I personally can. And in this way, make spiritual advancement. If we do not come to the stage of anusharan, that means following the examples of the devotees, it will be very difficult. Now, in ISKCON, it's very difficult to take any responsibility because our devotees often have not learned to be forgiving. When it's sometimes devotees don't feel encouraged to take on responsibility because whenever they do a little fault, they will be severely criticized. They will be severely criticized, and as a result, they feel not encouraged to do things. But I have personally seen in my own spiritual life how I was asked to take on responsibility. First, Srila Prabhupada allowed us to translate, which is a great responsibility. If you say the things wrong, then everyone reads the wrong philosophy. I remember in my life how Harikesh Maharaj was giving me a lot of responsibility in preaching mission, and that at the moment it was new, it was a pioneer area. And I must say, if I look back now, I certainly did many mistakes, but I was allowed to do these mistakes because I needed to learn. So to take on responsibility, we must do this, but two things are necessary. One thing is our own heart. We must understand we want to be contributors, not only benefiters. Or to say it in the old style, like we used to always say it, wir wollen doch keine Schmarotzer sein, sondern mithelfen. It was something in German, as you noticed. But we also should encourage devotees that they are able to take on responsibility. That means we have to allow them sometimes to make a few mistakes here and there. Then point them out, here you did a little mistake, everything was nice about you, your endeavor, but here this mistake, but please see, first understand it was a mistake, and then please avoid it in the future. Okay, so thank you very much for this glorious question. I know you meant a little bit different, but I thought I would answer it in this context, because in our Sankirtan mission, all Sankirtan devotees need to take on responsibilities more and more and more. You are trained for that from your leaders, and please let us embrace the responsibility. We have seen a devotee does much more when you give him responsibility. In the congregational field, we have seen, if we ask, for instance, people to organize festivals, they do good in it. They do much better sometimes than devotees do, don't have enough time to give it the necessary attention. Good. I will end my class here. Thank you very much for listening. And please meditate about this, because this subject matter is something which, it's not enough to hear about it. You need to think about this yourself. How can you become more equipped for the austerity to preach Krishna consciousness? The austerity to be merciful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Go Nitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. So don't forget, now prasadam, and at 11 o'clock we come for the big event. That is the reading of the results.
I was wondering if maybe I can have a little darshan with you at some point over the next couple of days.
You can certainly. We will have to find a time. Can you just let me... Vuol ma cos siamo goli? Siamo goli.
Perhaps during the soccer match, for example.
For the what?
For the football match. There's going to be a football match this afternoon.
You know the football match.